This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. President Joe Biden has selected an attorney for the Confederated Salish and Kootenai Tribes in Montana, Dana Jackson, for a judgeship on the U.S. District Court of Montana. Dana Jackson will be the first Native American federal judge in Montana if her nomination is confirmed. Jackson is a former U.S. attorney who served as chief legal counsel to the Montana Department of Natural Resources for 5 years. She worked as an attorney within the U.S. Department of the Interior from 2021 to 23. Jackson grew up on the Flathead Indian Reservation and has spent most of her career focused on tribal law and natural resources issues. As primary election campaigns heat up, some Republican candidates were disinvited from a Donald Trump Jr. event in Missoula. At least two Republican contenders in this June's primary had their tickets refunded for the Republican rally, where Tim Sheehy, candidate for U.S. Senate, and Greg Gianforte, running for re-election as governor, were headlining. They may not have been the only ones disinvited to the event in Missoula on Sunday, which was held as a rally to boost the campaigns of Donald Trump for president and for Montana's U.S. Senate hopeful Tim Sheehy, also Ryan Zinke for Congress, and Republican Montana Governor Greg Gianforte. Tickets to the gathering hosted by the Montana Association of Conservatives PAC cost $75, but competitors of Sheehy and Gianforte in the primary were notified last week that they were not welcome at the Missoula event. Charles Walkingchild, a candidate in the Republican U.S. Senate primary, and Tanner Smith, a Republican candidate for governor, shared their disinvitations with Montana Free Press and on social media. Walkingchild and Smith criticized the decision, blasting what Smith called the uniparty for disallowing the attendance of candidates challenging party frontrunners. Smith said, "The uniparty swamp is trying to stop me from becoming governor of Montana. Thankfully, Montanans know better than to let the swamp dictate who they vote for." Brad Johnson, another Republican challenging Sheehy in the Senate primary, said he has not been disinvited from the Sunday event because he never bothered to purchase a ticket after not being allowed to speak at a Yellowstone Republicans event last week where Sheehy also appeared. Johnson, a former Montana Secretary of State and PSC commissioner, said, "I've never seen it like this," of the apparent party favoritism towards certain candidates, adding that he and other contenders seem to be treated as insurgents in races with clear frontrunners. Johnson said, "It's just absurd," adding that the uneven footing will rub voters the wrong way. "Montanans don't like being told what to do," Johnson said. The top Medicaid official in Montana will resign to take a job in the private sector. Mike Randall will leave the role of state Medicaid director almost 2 years after taking the position as an appointee of Republican Montana Governor Greg Gianforte. The Montana Department of Public Health and Human Services, the state's largest agency, has had a lot of staff turnover and reshuffling of top leadership since Gianforte took office in 2021, including two people in 2 years as agency director and resignations of several high-level administrators. Under Medicaid Director Mike Randall, more than 120,000 Montanans lost Medicaid coverage as mass eligibility reviews were conducted by the Republican administration last year, and Medicaid providers have complained about delays in Medicaid reimbursements and contract payments in recent months. Director Randall also saw continued turmoil and staffing shortages at the Montana State Hospital in Warm Springs, the state mental health care facility, which lost its federal certification. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.